First up, we're going to hear from Hugo Grusom from Disconnected Elements to a Harmonized Ecosystem, the Equiverse Trace Project.
Hi, my name is Hugo. I'm the lead software architect at data.org, and today I would like to talk to you about the work that we are doing to build a harmonious ecosystem for epidemiology as part of the APS Trace project. So today, scientific research relies more and more on data science and computational tools, and this is true across fields such as epidemiology, climate science, or econometrics. But the pipelines that are used by these data scientists are getting also increasingly complicated to maintain and to update. And to change just a single step in this pipeline, just to use a different piece of software, you may have to spend hours of data wrangling to just to get the right format for the inputs and the outputs. And the problem is that this maintenance that is really complicated is something that we cannot afford when we are in the middle of a crisis. The price is just too high to pay. When the next pandemic hits and we want to get really fast results to understand what's happening, it's not the time to do basic boring data wrangling. We want to do actual science instead. And so, said differently, we have some good isolated free software tool, but we don't need just good isolated pieces of software. We need a robust ecosystem as a whole. And this is precisely what the APS Trace project is about. It's an international multi-stakeholder project to harmonize the ecosystem of epidemiology tooling in R. And we do this by making the existing pieces interoperable, by supporting existing tools to adopt global standards, such as the ones that are defined by the Digital Public Good Alliance or organizations like R OpenSci, and by developing a community, a sustainable community around these ideals. I can also define our goals by what we don't want to achieve. We don't want to erase the existing established communities. We recognize that diversity of solutions is good. It's nice to have a rich ecosystem, but we need interoperability in this ecosystem. And so the way that we do this is by involving the community. We work with existing established communities, and by this I mean both established communities of users, such as public health institutes or NGOs, but also existing communities of developers. And in the end, what we want is to come up with a solution that increases usability, sustainability, and maintainability for everyone involved. We've had already quite a lot of success with this approach. We've managed to package and release a lot of unmaintained, non-portable code bases, including many more tools than the ones that are presented here, but just for the sake of this session, I should mention that two of them are already registered DPGs, and one is in the process of being submitted. Building a sustainable network of collaborators is something that is really exciting and really ambitious, but as you can guess, it comes also with challenges, and in particular, research and academia are really competitive spaces, which makes it difficult to build some collaboration between some communities. Additionally, because we have a multi-stakeholder community, communication is really difficult in a network that has so many collaborators and so many nodes, which creates delays and miscommunication. And the question is how to build something that is sustainable, even though funding isn't probably in this space. To conclude, I hope that I managed to convince you that responding to the next crisis, be it the climate crisis or the next pandemic, will require interoperable tools, and that this can only be done through collaboration and multi-stakeholder project. But even though it's necessary to have this kind of complex community, it also brings a lot of extra challenges, especially around communication, collaboration, and sustainability. And in the end, what may appear initially as a technical challenge is even more of a communication and social challenge. With this, I will finish just with a picture of the entire core team of the project and invite you to come to talk to me if you're interested about any of this. Thank you.